Thank you for participating in the Experimental Media Arts Project's Accessibility Survey. This survey is part of the Experimental Media Access Project, or EMAP, conducted by Zinema, Grunt Gallery, and Crip Cinema Archive. This survey is intended for people who engage with experimental media arts presentations and programming, or would like to, as an audience member, curator, filmmaker, cultural worker, or event organizer, and experience barriers to participation. This can include, but is not limited to, people who identify as deaf, disabled, sick, CRIP, or chronically ill. We welcome responses from people with all types of disabilities, whether permanent, temporary, visible, or invisible. If you do not identify with any of these labels, but still experience barriers to accessing media arts presentations, we want to hear from you. Experimental media art focuses on exploring new, unusual, or unconventional ideas and methods. It often uses technology and creative techniques to challenge traditional media and create novel forms of expression, like digital art, interactive installations, and video or film works. This interdisciplinary field emphasizes the process of creation and the artist's exploration of ideas, rather than commercial viability, to encourage new perspectives and engage with contemporary issues. About EMAP. The Experimental Media Access Project is led by a diverse committee of cultural workers, curators, and artists to conduct research focused on dismantling barriers and prohibitive practices in media arts presentation, particularly those excluding deaf, disabled, sick, or chronically ill individuals. This project aims to generate resources such as best practices, guidelines, and tools based directly on feedback from affected communities to help arts organizations transform media arts programming and event planning through the lens of radical accessibility, inclusion, and disability justice. The project centers deaf, disabled, sick, and chronically ill voices through a lateral working group, a committee assembled to study and report on accessibility gaps and make recommendations, composed of cultural workers who identify as disabled, sick, and chronically ill, with CRIP Time as a central organizing and relational tenet. The term CRIP Time is used by some disability theorists and advocates to describe disabled individuals' unique relationship to time. This survey is the project's first stage of public research and community consultation. This builds on each of the project partners' ongoing engagement with disabled artists and communities, which has helped us identify accessibility gaps and opportunities in the experimental media sector. The feedback will deepen our understanding of intersectional challenges and exclusionary structures and inform program components, our working structure going forward, and development of best practices. We do not position ourselves as experts and acknowledge the fluctuating nature of our own capacities as a working group and those of the communities with whom we are engaging. We welcome feedback on this survey and knowledge sharing towards the shared goal of increasing accessibility in contemporary media arts presentation practices. Survey instructions. All questions in the survey are optional. You are welcome to skip anything at any time. Any form or amount of survey input is helpful. Please fill out as much as your capacity allows. Do not feel pressure to complete every question. Each question in the online survey includes an audio recording of the question. Click here. Some questions include conditional logic, which, depending on your response, will lead you to the other questions. For example, if you identify yourself as a curator, questions will follow related to this area of work. This survey is also available in a Word document format and PDF link. We also welcome survey responses via video, audio, or text file sent to us at emap@zinema.ca. If you have any questions, please email us at emap@cinema.ca. Your individual responses are for internal reference only, but aggregated and anonymous data collected through this survey will inform publicly shared resources created through this project. This survey is hosted on JotForm. Their privacy policy is here. If you would prefer not to use the JotForm platform, please submit responses in video, audio, or text format to emap@cinema.ca. We are accepting responses until January 11th, 2026. The full survey will take approximately 20 minutes. Please supply your email at the end of the survey in order to get guest list for our online screening and or in-person screening when the platform launches. Survey begins. How would you like to submit a response? 1. Multiple question survey. 2. Freeform text response. Or 3. External file upload, including video or audio recording. What region are you based in? City, country? Do you identify as deaf, disabled, sick, crip, and or chronically ill, whether permanent, temporary, visible, or invisible? This includes all people who have lived experience of bodily, cognitive, sensory, or mental difference, and or chronic illness. You do not need to identify with these groups to partake in the survey. Answer yes, no, or prefer not to say. Are there any other aspects of your lived experience that impact your engagement with media arts presentations that you wish to share? This may include, but is not limited to, financial, sensory, cultural, or scheduling considerations. Answer here. What roles in experimental film and media arts do you have experience in? Answer, arts administrator, filmmaker, curator, cinephile, audience member, educator, student, or other. How often do you engage with experimental media art presentations and programming? Answer here. Do you regularly engage with experimental film in person, online, or both? Answer, in person and or online. New section, access barriers and supports. If any, what are some barriers to access that you experience in typical in-person experimental media arts presentation settings? This may include, but is not limited to, physical, sensory, communication, financial, timing, cultural, and ableism. Answer here. If any, what access supports do you need or would like to see implemented in typical in-person experimental media arts presentation settings? Please select any/all that apply. If you wish to provide any other relevant details about your answers, please do so under the Other selection. Answer, American Sign Language, ASL, English Interpretation. Other sign language, example, BSL, PSE, CEE, cued speech. Simultaneous language interpretation. Assistive listening devices, or ALD. Open captioning. Closed captioning, CC. Live or real-time captioning, CART, of speakers, discussions, and Q&As. Transcripts of conversations, live or recorded. Audio description, AD. Visual descriptions of presentation materials, signage, and personal descriptions. Large print text. Braille text. Accessible seating and companion seating. ADA compliant ramps. Accessible bathrooms. Accessible transportation, self-provided personal support, medical aid, guide, etc. Event provided assistance, human guide, reader, etc. Scheduled breaks and/or assigned rest areas. Low sensory programs and spaces, low light, low volume, etc. Content warnings, like photosensitivity, sensitive content, etc. Free or sliding scale admission. Food or refreshments. Multiple screenings or flexible start times. Or other. Answer here. New section. Access barriers and supports at non-screening events, such as workshops. If any, what are some barriers to access that you experienced in attending in-person workshops or other media arts-related programming other than screening presentations? This may include, but is not limited to, physical, sensory, communication, financial, timing, cultural, and ableism. Answer here. If any, what access supports do you need or would like to see implemented in in-person workshops or other media arts related programming? Please select any/all that apply. If you wish to provide any other relevant details about your answers, please do so under the other selection. New section, access barriers and supports for online programming. If any, what are some barriers you experience in accessing online experimental media arts screening presentations or programming? This may include, but is not limited to, physical, sensory, communication, financial, timing, cultural, or ableism. Answer here. If any, what access supports do you need or would like to see implemented in online screening presentations, workshops, or other media arts related programming? Please select any/all that apply. If you wish to provide any other relevant details about your answers, please do so under the other selection. New section. Access barriers and supports for arts administration and curation. If any, what are some barriers to access your experience in undertaking curatorial, administrative, or event production for experimental media arts presentation? This may include, but is not limited to, physical, sensory, communication, financial, timing, cultural, or ableism. Answer here. What access supports do you need or would like to see implemented in media arts curatorial, administrative, and event production practices? This may apply to undertaking this work with others or at an organization, institution, or venue. Please select any/all that apply. If you wish to provide any other relevant details about your answers, please do so under the other selection. New section, access barriers and supports for art administration and curation. What access supports do you need or would like to see implemented in media arts curatorial, administrative, and event production practices? This may apply to undertaking this work with others or with an organization, institution, or venue. Please select any/all that apply. If you wish to provide any other relevant details about your answers, please do so under the other selection. New section. If any, what are some aspects of experimental media artwork content or style that presents access barriers for you? This can include but is not limited to strobing, overlapping audio, camera movements, etc. Answer here. Are there themes, subjects, and/or identities that you would like to be included or explored in a disability-focused experimental media arts program? Answer here. New section, reflections on Crip Time. The term crip time is used by some disability theorists and advocates to describe disabled individuals' unique relationship to time, and is core to the approach of the Experimental Media Access Project. Crip time challenges ableist societal norms by rejecting a linear, productivity-focused concept of time, and instead creates a temporal framework that is flexible, adaptive, and honors the complex needs and rhythms of disabled bodies and minds. If the idea of crip time is relevant or important to you, please describe how you approach or use it in your daily life, work, or creative practice. Answer here. New section, closing questions. Can you list any examples of arts organizations, online platforms, or media arts presentations that have provided successful models for media arts access? How did they do this? Answer here. If you work in an organization and/or produce events that focus on experimental media art, what barriers do you face in making your programs more accessible? Are there resources you wish existed? What would help you undertake this work? Answer here. Do you have any additional thoughts or ideas related to accessibility in experimental film and media arts presentation? Answer here. Would you like to provide feedback on this survey? Answer yes or no. Would you like to be contacted about future engagements or events by EMAP? Answer yes or no. Are you interested in supporting or volunteering for EMAP? Answer yes, no, or maybe. Provide your email here. Thank you for participating in the EMAP Accessibility Survey.